The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus left Jericho with his disciples and a large crowd, Bartimaeus, that is the son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting at the side of the road. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout and to say, "Son of David, Jesus, have pity on me." And many of them scolded him and told him to keep quiet. But he only shouted all the louder, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him here." So they called the blind man. "Courage," they said, "get up, he is calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he jumped up and went to Jesus. Then Jesus spoke, "What do you want me to do for you?" "Rabboni," the blind man said to him, "Master, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has saved you." And immediately his sight returned, and he followed him along the road. The Gospel of the Lord. Thinking back, it's a few years since I was last in an aeroplane. I can't say I'm afraid of flying, but nonetheless, I'm not over fond of that sensation you get when accelerating in order to take off. After that, of course, things get a bit better, not least as the plane breaks through the clouds, the tops of which are as white as cotton wool. You suddenly find yourself in a new environment with the sun in all its brilliance set against the sky's boundless blue. A magical moment indeed, especially, of course, when you experience it for the first time, and even more so if the airport you've left behind is under grey and rain-laden skies. That magical moment as the plane breaks through the clouds reminds us that even when it is totally hidden by dark clouds, the sun is always there, even though we may not see it or feel its direct heat. C.S. Lewis, writer of the Screwtape Letters and the Narnia books, once said, "I believe in Christianity as I believe in the sun, not only because I see it, but because by it I see everyone else." The sun is always with us, whether we see it or not. In the gospel reading we've just heard, Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem along with a great crowd of people. Most are making their way to attend the Passover, but Jesus knows he is on his way to Jerusalem for more than just the Passover. He is on the way to the final stage of his earthly life and ministry, the stage that will take him to the cross. Jericho, some 15 miles from Jerusalem, is buzzing with Passover pilgrims. The disciples of Jesus and those others drawn by his teaching and healing gifts, those anxious to be close to him, add to the general hubbub, that is pre-Passover Jericho. As they cross the city heading for Jerusalem, by the city gate is a blind beggar, Bartimaeus. People who are blind tend to develop other senses to help compensate, and that well-developed sense of sound and presence tells Bartimaeus something unusual is going on. What's happening? Who is this surrounded by an eager, buzzing crowd? Jesus, he is told. So Bartimaeus calls out to Jesus and calls even louder when bystanders rebuke him. He is determined not to miss this precious moment. And Jesus hears him. He stops, and suddenly the hubbub ceases. There is an oasis of calm. Is that really his name Jesus is calling? It is indeed a wonderful moment. Bartimaeus leaps up and he answers the call. And when Jesus asks him what he wants, he immediately answers, "Master, let me see again. He wanted to see, and his faith in Jesus was such that he knew it was possible. He knew that through Jesus, his sight would be fully restored. But why did he say, let me see again? Had he once had sight but lost it? Had he earlier followed Jesus but drifted away? We don't know. Was he asking for recovery from spiritual blindness as well as physical blindness? Well, whatever the specific reason for his plea, we note, as Mark makes clear, Bartimaeus followed Jesus immediately on the way, with his very real faith that clearly meant the way of true discipleship and following Jesus to Jerusalem, and ultimately that would lead to Gethsemane and Calvary. The combination of his own faith and the call of Jesus had allowed Bartimaeus to escape from the world of gloom and darkness that had been his for so long. Both the darkness that comes from the eyes that do not see and that which comes from a heart not yet wholly committed to Jesus. It's a lovely story, isn't it? But what about us here this evening? What about you and me? Are we like Bartimaeus, having once seen and known what is essential in our life, but finding it now perhaps clouded, out of sight, perhaps out of mind? Are we ready to be persistent in calling out to Jesus in the same way, so that he is aware of our need of healing? Are we, like Bartimaeus, ready to throw off our cloak and whatever else may hinder us in responding fully to the call of Jesus? Indeed, are we actually listening for the call? And if so, is it a welcome call? Or is it something we'd rather run away from? Have we the faith of Bartimaeus, the faith to follow Jesus at all times, through thick, through thin, even to the cross and beyond, and not simply for those brief moments when it seems comfortable, important, or beneficial to us? Questions, lots of questions, yet more questions. But as we tease out the answers to these questions, the splendid and revealing example of the blind beggar provides for us a wonderful encouragement. To paraphrase C.S. Lewis, I believe in Christ as I believe in the Son, not only because I see him, but because by him I see everything else. That is what it is to be a true disciple of Christ. To say this is to affirm that the request of Bartimaeus must be our plea too. Master, help us to see again, so that we may truly see Jesus, see him for who and for what he wonderfully is, see what he is doing, see where he is going, see where he would lead each of us. And then to follow him, come what may, for the rest of our life.